You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tensions remain high in Moldova's capital, Chisinau, where thousands of people have demonstrated against the government amid growing public outrage over reported high-level corruption. Stefan Boss reports that the protests have added to pressure on the new Prime Minister, Pavel Filip, to call for early elections.
Residents in favor of closer ties with Russia and those preferring closer relations with the European Union briefly overcame their differences and united in protest against the government. More than 15,000 people demanded early elections in Moldova, Europe's poorest nation. Protesters in the capital Chisinau shouted, "We want the country back," and "Unity citizens" in Romanian and Russian. They also blocked a main road out of the city of 1 million people, as temperatures fell to minus 10 Celsius, some 14 Fahrenheit. They are furious over the disappearance of up to $1.5 billion from three banks in Moldova prior to the country's parliamentary election in 2014. That's an eighth of Moldova's gross domestic product. The rally was organized by two pro-Russian parties and the civic group Dignity and Truth. Protesters earlier marched towards the Constitutional Court. Dignity and Truth leader Andrei Nastase called on the government to announce by January 28th that it will hold an early election or face, in his words, acts of civil disobedience. Sunday's rally was the latest in a series of protests. Last week, demonstrators stormed parliament as lawmakers approved a new pro-European government. Thousands also held anti-government demonstrations for three straight days. The anger is also fueled by falling living standards that left the average monthly salary at roughly $240. Protesters say the government and parliament should be dissolved, as they are ruled by millionaires and billionaires, often referred to as oligarchs. They claim pro-European parties, which have been in power since 2009, have failed to carry out reforms. New Prime Minister Pavel Filip has shown no sign of resigning yet. On Tuesday, he is to visit Romania, Moldova's closest ally. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.